That was the reverse parking sensor. There must be a bit muck on it. Hello, it's all one word. It's 10:30 at night. And I'm going to the Birmingham NEC tomorrow to the camping, caravanning and motorhome show. Oh, I've just remembered, I must find my ticket. It's cold, it's 2.5 degrees here. Apparently we're going to be hit by another cold spell. The weather typey people were kind of made worse by the media would like you to think we're all going to face another ice age. Oh, the cold snap. The cold snap is coming, I tells ya. I'm going to the supermarket now at 10:30 at night before they close at 11. So I can buy some sandwich making items, packed lunch items for my trip to Birmingham. Yes, I could have got them before when I was out shopping. After I picked the car up from the garage, but I didn't. So I'm going now. I originally wanted to make this audiobook post because of something that I've just found today. Well, yesterday as well. And that is an app, or two apps, well, two specific apps, by the company that make IFTTT. IFTTT is If This Then That, which is kind of automation. It's an app that automates a lot of things, photographs. It's so big. It integrates a lot of apps with another lot of apps. Basically, it's not just for photographs or specifically. It's for lots and lots of things. If you've never seen If This Then That, I think you should go and check it out. It's quite handy. However, the other two apps that I've just discovered now, I might just be slow at the game here. These might already be out. You might have heard of these, but they are the two apps of the few more that they do are called Do Button and Do Camera. And again, they're a play on IFTTT insofar as they automate a lot of things. So the Do Button is an app where you can program a button. How silly that sounds. But instead of making lots of taps on a screen to do something, you can program a button, tap that button once, and it will do whatever you want it to do specifically. Within the app, you can have three programmed buttons, it's not a lot. I would have liked to have seen maybe five. Basically, it uses the whole screen, and you kind of swipe left or right to scroll through your pre-programmed buttons. And I suppose another way of doing it would be to fill the whole screen with buttons, so you could pre-program maybe 12 or 15 buttons. So I've got two buttons set so far. One is a button that sends a Twitter DM to my wife saying that I'm on my way home, and I've got another one which when I hit the button, it emails me with my current location in the form of a map. Why would you want that? Well, it's to remind me of something in particular. It's an area of interest, or there's a lot of smoky coming out the back of my car. It always does that in third gear. So an area of interest. Well, and specifically, I've called it I can't remember what I've called the button specifically, actually, but it's to do with reminding me that it is an area that I'd like to come back to or research more. And I've got one spare button. I don't think I've got anything on it. Oh yes, I've got track your work hours. So basically, I push the button to when I get into work in the morning, and when I leave work, whatever time in the day that might be, when I'm finished work, I hit it again, and what it does is it adds a line to a Google spreadsheet, and so it tracks my hours. What is this lunatic doing? Guy right behind me. So yeah, the other one is Do Camera, the other app, and you can pre-program the button within the camera. Basically, when you select the button that you want, when you take the photograph, it will do something specific with that photograph. So I've got one. I've only got two set up. One of them, it sends the photograph to an album entitled Family Photos on Facebook. To be honest, I just did that as a bit of a practice. There are predetermined recipes there, and that was one of them, and I just tinkered with it a little bit, because you can add, I think you can add your current location as well. That's not something that I wanted in, you know, within the text of that particular post. And the other Do Camera button I've got is, let's have a look. Come on, Heath, where are you? Upload. Hashtag my AB view now. Oh, brilliant. So, that's one for. Must be a bit of muck on the sensor at the on the back. Whilst I park up here in Tesco. Yeah, so I take the picture and it automatically tweets it out with the hashtag my AB view now. What's my AB view now? Tag that a few of us came up with. So then, if we're talking about something, or not necessarily talking, I tell you what, it's a hashtag for the audioboo community. So if you take a photograph and hashtag it with my AB view now, then it's kind of for the interest of people in the audioboo community. So check them out; they're really good apps. I think I can stick the links in the description. If they're there, if you're looking at this, audiobook recording and those links are there, then fair enough. There you go. Handy little things. Handy little things. All right, see ya. I've got to go into Tesco before it shuts. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.